Because he restores my soul. I am able to make the correct decisions even under pressure. Because he guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. See, my steps are ordered by the Lord. I am led by his spirit. Remember, you are talking to yourself. You are programming your system. I am led by his spirit. I know and I obey the will of God. Say it. I know it.
I
obey it.
That is the will of God.
My steps are ordered by the Lord. I am led by his spirit. So that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I fear no evil.
Because I know
that the Lord is with me.
His rod and his staff,
they comfort me.
He prepares a table before me
in the presence of my enemies.
He has anointed my head with oil.
That means I have divine enablement
to fulfill my assignment in life.
It means my life is not an accident.
I was born on purpose
to fulfill the will of God for my life.
Therefore, my cup overflows.
I have all that I need
to do everything that God wants me to do.
All my needs are supplied.
I have enough to meet today's needs.
Listen, you know, something happened just now. I won't give you details, but my wife and I were just analyzing. This is why people just run themselves into trouble. Essentially because they don't have these things in mind. God supplies you 10,000 naira. Suddenly your need rose to 16. Instead of you to accept that, listen, no. If all I have is 10,000 naira, there must be a way by which 10,000 naira can meet the need of today.
I went to buy a phone for my wife yesterday. The girl who was telling us, for me, Israel and I were there. We looked at one phone. You know, nice phone. People use it. Everybody carries it. I mean, very, very nice phone. One big BlackBerry like that. I said, do you know why I don't pay such monies for phones? I'm not saying you shouldn't. This is just Pastor Banky, amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I told the young lady, I said, it's because of the church I go. I said, it's against our religion.
Israel was standing with me there.
I said, if I buy this kind of phone when I go to church, pastor will ask me, what was the size of your last offering? The pastor will ask, well, how much did you send to your mother last time? How many poor people have you helped with this size of money? If I can't answer him, he will refund my tithes and offering for the last 6 months and sack me from the church.
He can say, hey, that's a good church. Oh.
He said, invite me now. I said, no, Israel is the chief inviter. Talk to Israel to invite you.
What I'm saying is simple.
God actually, literally, supplies enough to meet today's needs for us. The problem is when we put our hands and we're looking for tomorrow's need to be met today. Bishop Oyedepo said something then, blessed me so much, I still quote it all the time to bless people. He said, life is in phases, and men are in sizes. He said, live your size by time. My friend Igbokwe says, contentment is about knowing your place in life and living like you are there. You can see a Rolls Royce roll past, Rolls Royce Phantom, £250,000 for one. If I like it, I pray about it, but I would never save one naira towards it. It's against my religion. I don't want to die and go to hell. Some things are against my religion. Fine cars, no, they finish. They can't finish. Because the man who made the last one you call fine, as soon as you buy it, he makes the next one. Are you getting what I'm saying? We need to know. That statement is important. So that we, you know, it's important you sleep well. Amen?
Amen.
You should sleep well. If you sleep well, if you can't buy too many shirts, buy one that is easy to wash and dries rapidly. It's the will of God. Fold it under the bed and lie down on top of it. In the morning, you won't need an iron. Unless you didn't go to secondary school. I went to boarding house in secondary school. That's how we used to do it. We'll fold it nicely, put the thing under the bed and sleep on top of it. And you come out next morning, it's been dry cleaned, straight.
You wait. Contentment is not in the place where you are right now. Listen, God will lift you up. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
God will. I know He will. I'm certain He will. I am sure He will. In short, He has lifted you already. It's just that time is coming for the full manifestation of the glory that God has already poured upon you. Every day of your life, it is a test. God, you know, my friend, when I said, well, we were talking a few days ago, he said, look, Christians must learn how to abyss. Paul said, I know how to abound. I know how to abyss. One day I was on the top of Okada. Somewhere. Now, people were stopping. He said, sir, please come down here. Come. I said, my car is in the mechanic. I just want to get from here. No. People were, So I said, no, I'm okay. What is all of this? If I have to do that more regularly, I just buy a very good crash helmet. That's all. It's the will of God. After all, you know, life is very funny. You get my point? I say you must learn to abound and do what? Abase. You know what I'm emphasizing? God gives you all to meet today's needs. He does. Therefore, let's train our bodies again. Say it, my cup overflows. I have all that I need to do everything that God wants me to do.
All my needs are supplied.
I have enough to meet today's needs. Let's declare, surely goodness, mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David, that's Psalm 23 we have been reading since. I'm sure you know that. That's Psalm 23 we have been applying to our lives and using to train ourselves. In Psalm 25, David went on to say, and let's continue declaring, the Lord has turned to me and is gracious to me. Your body should know that you are not under the influence of any ancestral spirit. The Lord has turned to you and is pouring grace upon you. The Lord has turned to you and He has poured grace upon your path. The Lord has turned to you. You are now His own. You don't belong to any village. You hear what I'm saying? You are a blessing to them. They don't control you. They don't tell you what you do. You are a blessing to them. You belong to the Lord. God sent you there to go and pour a blessing upon them. They don't tell you how to eat new yam or to eat old yam. They don't tell you who to pour libation to. If their caller can't speak English, teach it how to speak in tongues. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a matter of fact. We are the change that our society needs. We are. And therefore, he said, don't be conformed. I mean, you can't be conformed. How would they change when you are conformed? That's a matter of fact. He said, the Lord has turned to me, and is gracious to me. He said, even though I was lonely and afflicted,
even though
the troubles of my heart were enlarged, yet He brought me out of my distresses. Say it, yet He brought me out of my distresses.
He looked upon my afflictions and my troubles
and forgave all my sins because I have believed in the Son, Jesus Christ. That is very important too. Forgiveness of sin is, okay, forget it. Don't worry about it. No. Forgiveness of sins is that, one, forget it. Two, don't worry about it. Three, we wipe out all the consequences. You get what I'm saying? Sin is why people don't go far. Righteousness, forgiveness is the reason why they will go far. Did you hear what I said? It is the reason why they will go far. Every day in life, I hear discussions. My friend and I were discussing yesterday, and when he tells the experiences of men he has had with men, you will know why some people is not. Listen, if they like, let them go and sacrifice elephants. When that man, unless he repents, at certain ages, he's guaranteed to be poor. Then there are things that's guaranteed. You all hear the way a man is behaving. You know, he says, except you repent, you will likewise perish. I don't want to bore you. But what I want to emphasize is the fact that if you have sinned before, you have been forgiven.
Amen.
He said, go and sin no more. Neither do I condemn you. Which means that if you did things that were worthy of making a man, a woman poor at the age of 60, at the age of 60, you will be a multi-billionaire.
Amen.
Because where sin abounded, grace must much more abound. That's what it means to be forgiven. Say, I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
My sins are wiped away. By the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Because I have believed.
Because I have believed. I have passed out of death. And I have passed into life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's declare like David said, even though my enemies are many and the troubles of life are increased.
Even though my enemies are many and the troubles of life are increased.
And there be many who hate me with violent hatred.
Yet the Lord does guard my soul and delivers me.
You know, the other day we're talking about angels. They are manifestations. When angels were around Elijah, we thought they would start fighting. Bang, 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 bang. They hear bullet, the fire. No. They blinded the people who came to arrest him. In that blindness, they were still seeing physically, but they could not comprehend. They saw Elisha. Elisha said, "Who are you looking for?" And they said, "There's one prophet they said we should come and have you seen him somewhere?" And they're looking at the man. That's the manifestation of an angel. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Angels are walking. I told you the story that the man said he saw ferocious angels in his house. So we have come to do battle for your finances. He's not going to wake up and start hearing as demons are being cut to pieces. No. He won't hear that. He just go out next day. Favor will just be following him. That's it. Business will just be falling in his legs. Around him. People will be waiting to do him favors. Those owe him suddenly remember, say, are they old, this man? Oh, Emeka been lend me 150K that time. Suddenly he'll call him and say, "Please, I'm going to pay. It's angels. Are you getting my point? That's it. Those are angels. The woman I told you the story, they kidnapped her and people were praying. And the angels came, blinded everybody. They kidnapped somebody else. And all of them ran after that one and left all the doors open until she had gone. And they came back and they did not even know she had gone. They were still negotiating. 1 million, 2.5. "No, sir, please take 750. Okay, I beg now." Not know the person had disappeared. Do you get my point? That's what God does. His angels are around you. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Says, declare therefore, he said, "The Lord guards my soul. And he delivers me." Say it, "I will not be ashamed. For I take refuge in God." Say, "In integrity and uprightness I shall be preserved. For I wait for God. He will never disappoint me. I trust in him. And he will never fail." Say, "The Lord redeems his people from all their troubles." Let's declare this and we'll close. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my deliverer and my security. Therefore, there is nobody I shall fear. The Lord is the defense of my life. And there's nobody I will be afraid of. Say, when evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, They stumbled and they fell. Said, "Though a host encamp against me," the word host in the Bible refers to an army. Said, "Though an army encamps against me, my heart will not fear. Though wars rise up against me,
wars of sickness,
wars of economic troubles,
wars of death threats,
in spite of these, I shall be confident. I shall not be afraid of adversity. In spite of them all, I will be confident. Though the war of envies and jealousies arise against me, in spite of these, I shall be confident. In spite of these, I shall be confident. Because the Lord is with me." Said, "The Lord will conceal me from all troubles. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock." Say, "I will never give up.
I will always have hope.
Knowing that the Lord is on my side. I will constantly rejoice. I will be happy at all times.
I will constantly have hope.
And therefore, I will always have a smile on my face." Say, "I will not be cast down
because I know
the Lord is with me." Let's just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you because you are with me. Say, Lord, I thank you because you are with me. Say, Lord, I thank you because you are with me. Say, Lord, thank you because you are with me. Say, Lord, I thank you because you are with me. Because I am not alone. Now let's just take the time and begin to pray again for our nation. We just finished our independence celebration. Let's declare peace once again upon this country. Using your own words, just say, Father, we thank you because you have heard us. Lord, you have granted peace to our nation. Let's declare peace and good upon this country. Say, in the name of Jesus, peace and prosperity upon our nation. In the name of Jesus, peace and prosperity, justice upon this nation. We declare wisdom from God in the hearts of the leaders. Oh, they will know what to do to solve all the problems because all we need is wisdom. Egypt was going to face a difficult time, yet God put the wisdom for their salvation in the hearts of Joseph. Say, Lord, wisdom for our salvation in the hearts of our leaders in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare that, Lord, those people that you have put in place, the Josephs, the Daniels, that you have put your wisdom, Lord, in their hearts. Elevate them. Elevate the righteous. Bring down the wicked. Let the righteous reign in this nation. Let righteousness reign in this nation. Let it reign in every aspect of the affairs of this country. Let it reign in academics. Let it reign in the health sector. Let it reign in law enforcement. Let it reign, Lord, in the judicial system. Justice in the name of Jesus. Righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, therefore, peace will be upon this land. Therefore, prosperity will be upon this land. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, like, according to your word, protect your righteous ones. According to your word, protect the godly ones from all troubles. Lord, let them not be destroyed with the wicked. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, in this land, preserve your church. Preserve your word. Preserve your people. Let the church increase and triumph. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we give you thanks. Because goodness is in this country. Mercy is in this nation. Justice will reign over her. Peace will be upon her in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I shared something with my wife today. Something happened. You know, the Arabian countries, the Arabian Gulf, the countries in the Middle East, they produce most of the oil in the world. You know that? Yeah, they do. You know, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, you know, Qatar, Oman, all of them. And then you know why Dubai is developing like fire like that? And Kuwait is spending money. They said, one day the oil will finish. And that they want to preserve. And people say, you see, these Arab people, they know how to take care of tomorrow. I just, they laugh. Like Oga Oba said, and they laugh. You cannot store up money for tomorrow. It's not possible. Jesus doesn't tell lies. He knows what he said. Without sounding like I'm being too judgmental. While you are preserving money for tomorrow, what are you doing with the money of today? You are sponsoring terrorism and saying everybody who says Jesus is a thief should be supported. You are not kissing the son. Now he's angry. Are you getting my point? I thought about it. I told my wife, I said, look at this. I was just laughing to myself. You are not kissing the son. Now he's angry. You think you can build enough Buja Arab so that terrorists will be giving you money? Kiss the son. Lest he be angry. And when he's angry, tsunami will move you out of the way. I have thought about it. You can't store up enough money for tomorrow. You can't. It's not because you don't want to, but because moths destroy and thieves do break in and steal, and all flesh is grass, and the goodness thereof are like the flowers of the field, and the flower withers, or this is the grass that withers, and the flower fades. When the breath of God blows upon it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, the destiny of any country is determined by how well they deal with the Lord to deal. If you are nice to him, he will be nice to you. If you are angry with him, you know the rest of the story. You will see tsunami. People will not believe. They will know that some desert places have fault under it. Like all those areas that they map that they have geographical faults is the areas where the angels have put their sword and cracked it. And they have not gone to sleep. They are still cracking land. One day, nations will sink. The oil will rise to the surface and drown everybody. I'm not a prophet of doom. I just want you to know. The Lord is good. I don't know why I said that. I just wanted you to know. That's why I pray for this country. People say, hey, we are lucky. We are not in a volcanic fault. I said, stop talking nonsense. Except you repent, you shall likewise what? Perish. Those things are not natural. It's angels that create it. When they hit the floor like this, bam, the thing will crack from one ocean across the whole continent to the other ocean. From Indian Ocean to Atlantic Ocean. You go surprised. So what we do, we pray for God to have mercy. Is that here an amen?
Amen.
Quickly, before we leave that, let us say, Father, have mercy upon our land. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, have mercy upon this land. Lord, strengthen the righteous people in this nation. Lord, let your word, Lord, prevail in this country. Because that's how he has mercy, is by the virtue of his word prevailing. Say, Lord, let your word prevail in this nation. Let truth be found in your church in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, pump truth into your church. He said, the harvest is plenty. The laborers are few. He said, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest field. Therefore, pray. Say, Lord, send truth by the mouth of your servants into this nation through the church in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, lift the men of truth, the women of truth that have truth in their mouths to declare. Lord, lift them up and let them purify this church and this nation by the preaching of your truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's declare. Say, Lord, you will have mercy upon this land. You will have mercy upon this land. You will have mercy upon the future of this country. You will have mercy upon the future of this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are trusting in you because you are the God of mercy. Let's just give him thanks for that. Say, Father, we thank you because you have heard us. Lord, this nation has mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, that thing is very important. People say it all the time. They say, we are very lucky. We are not in the region that there are storms. You know what causes storms? Oh, you're released to angels. You just do like this. You just carry their sword. When they wave like this over, wave like this over the air in a place, suddenly become a storm belt. There's nothing natural about. In fact, I believe very strongly that God has just given us time to do what we are supposed to do. Do that which is right. And stop pretending like we are lucky. That's how we thought the kidnapping was only found in Afghanistan and co. Then they started in Nigeria. We said it's only white men they are kidnapping. Then when the white men finished, they say, what's wrong with black people? And the same thing, they turn out. Every small, small boy realized that that's a quick to make money. They say, all these Islamic countries, they say, bomb, bomb. They just did bomb. Bomb. Now, wow, they go just did bomb anyhow. Then the first one happened, we are saying a mistake. And that one happened, say that one an error. Then what happened, say that it's gender discharge. After a while, are you getting my point? It's becoming as if it seems regular. In fact, I don't know, I'm beginning to feel like a prophet. So don't think that every time you wake up, say tsunami, pray for your brethren in Lagos. No, Lagos is very close to the ocean. I'm Port Harcourt. Yeah, you got to pray. Please don't tire from one area. They'll just go somewhere else. The only thing that preserves us is the prayers of the saints. That here, amen. So let's not just assume that this thing doesn't happen here or it does not happen here. The reason why it will not happen is because we have now told ourselves that it can happen. Therefore, we pray ahead before it starts happening. No Nigerian believe that suicide bomber. He said, you know, we say, Nigeria, Africans not just die like that, too. You know, they call demon possession. Now they cause this trouble, though. So we have to fence our walls and make sure that the demons are, like Museveni said, they go back to their country where they came from. Are you getting my point? Those days, Yonggi Cho used to pray that God would gather all the demons in North Korea and China and send them to Russia.
Ah! And I used to say, brother, because he so believed that all the demons on this earth were in the then USSR.
I said, if the Russians read this, they will invade your country. The Lord is good. But I'm just saying that we'll pray that the demons will go back to where they came from. They can go to the Middle East. The Lord is good. That's where they came from. Can go to the stone, wherever they kept that big stone, enter into it, and be blowing it up from inside. But this nation will be preserved because we pray. That's what I'm saying. No, it doesn't happen here, and it will not happen here only because we prayed. Are you getting my point? Let's declare once again, in the name of Jesus Christ, peace upon this nation, preservation upon this nation, protection of God upon this country, mercy upon this nation, in the name of Jesus. I always like to add it. I hope you don't sound wicked. Say, Lord, everyone who will want to disturb your peace and hurt other people and prevent your gospel from progressing, Lord, cut him off from amongst us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, those who will not cooperate with, is your word. He said, kiss the son, lest he be angry and you perish out of the way. Lord, all those who will not kiss the son and are provoking him continually to anger, Lord, before they destroy more good, remove them out of the way in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There are those who will hold men in bondage so that only them will prosper. Lord, break their hands of bondage in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The chains they tied on other people, let it tie around their own legs in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But we will have peace upon this land. We will have prosperity in this country.
Amen.
We pray for a no good state. Too many strikes, too many troubles here and there. Lord, restore peace into this nation, into this state, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The troubles of armed robbery and kidnapping will not stay in this state, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All the remnants and vestiges of it will uproot now by the power of the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Peace we declare upon this land.
Amen.
We declare prosperity upon this state,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. If you believe that, shout aloud, amen.
Amen.